threads again!
Mickey, go play somewhere else. It's time for the Frankie Donatello show.
Think again, Kemosabe. You'll never take this radio alive.
Oh, I'm so scared. Hey, come on, it's 5 o'clock. I've been working all day, and I'm listening to Frankie.
Yeah, well, I've been at school all day, and I'm listening to the Lone Ranger.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No way.
Yes, I am.
No, this is my turn.
Stop. There's more noise in here than when the stock market crashed. What's going on?
Mickey won't let me listen to Frankie Donatello.
Who wants to listen to a stupid singer that sings about all that mushy stuff? Without you, blah, blah, blah.
Well, who wants to listen to a stupid cowboy without a name?
I'll tell you who's going to listen to the radio. Me. It's time for the news.
And the British casualties continue to mount in the Mediterranean as another carrier is attacked. Hitler's armies under the command of General Bach appear to be in their final drive toward Moscow. President Roosevelt today restated his intention to continue the shipment of arms to England in agreement with the amendment to the Neutrality Act.
Here, Mickey, listen to some shootouts and brawls. It's less violent than the news.
Thank you, my faithful companion.
Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear as the Lone Ranger rides again. Today's adventure is El Diablo's Revenge.
The sun had just reached high noon as the masked lawman and his Indian companion crawled through the sagebrush.
Let's stop here, Tonto. We can keep a lookout for the stagecoach. Ever since the notorious bandit El Diablo escaped from the Nonsuch jail, no road is safe.
Watch out, Kemosabe. By that cactus, there is a...
I'm sorry, friend Snake, but Silver was getting nervous, and I need a steady steed.
Kemosabe, look!
Suddenly on the horizon, they saw him on a black stallion with an eye patch and a laugh that made men weep. El Diablo!
Come on, Tonto. Let's bring him to justice. Hi-ho, Silver! Away!
The Lone Ranger and Tonto sped away on their galloping steeds as El Diablo flew over the plains. Suddenly, from the east, they were joined by the sheriff's posse.
Follow me, men.
Now, there were 3 horses. Running, galloping, thundering. 4 horses. 4 horses! 5
Enough! Turn that noise off.
I thought you had homework. And what's wrong with you?
Nothing ever happens around here. It's boring. I don't have any romance or adventure in my life. It's only on the radio.
You never know. Sometimes romance and adventure are right in front of you, but you don't realize it.
Oh, come on, Dad. Like I'm supposed to believe that one day the doorbell's gonna ring. And out of the blue, into my drab little life, is going to walk romance and adventure.
Mail delivery.
You never know.
Oh, hi, Danny.
A package. Bet it's a Christmas present. Is it for me?
Was that the doorbell? Is it... Oh, is it a telegram?
No, it's a delivery for Angie.
This is addressed to Mrs. Lillian Reinwald in number 2A.
It is? How'd I make a mistake like that?
I couldn't guess.
Gee, Danny, it seems like you bring us the wrong mail every day.
Mickey, why don't you run and tell Lil there's a package for her up here? I'll, check the roast.
I guess I must need glasses or something.
Somebody needs something around here.
Danny, you wear glasses.
I do? Oh, yeah. Well, you know, things just slip my mind all the time.
Well, you know,
Dad?
Did I say something?
Hi, folks. Ran into the Lone Ranger here in the hall. Heard there's a package for me.
Right here. Sorry, I brought it to the wrong apartment.
He's got a slipped mind.
Lil, what happened? You're all wet.
Yep. There's 2 small leaks in the plumbing in the basement. Oh, this could be the problem. Oh, by the way, I wouldn't try taking a shower for a while. Oh, sorry, Sid. Hot water in about 30 minutes. Well... keep your drains clear. Bye.
Mickey, you've got 5 minutes until dinner to finish that homework.
All right. Sure wish that box had been for me.
And what is it you want most for Christmas?
I want to be a hero like the Lone Ranger and the Green Hornet in the Shadow and fight the bad guys and win.
Well, just think of your arithmetic as one of the bad guys and finish him off.
Well, I'd better be going too. Bye. Oh, that was the kitchen.
Make a note of that, Angie.
Bye, Mr. West. Bye, Angie.
See you tomorrow, Danny. About 5.
Oh, there's still 5 minutes left of the Frankie Donatello show.
And what do you want for Christmas, Angie?
I don't know, Pops. I haven't thought about it, really.
Guess it slipped your mind.